USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. Appearing on ABC's This Week, White House National Security Advisor John Bolton said he stands by the president's decision to revoke the security clearance of former CIA Director John Brennan.
He and others in the Obama administration were politicizing intelligence. I think that's a very dangerous thing to do.
The president is also threatening to revoke more security clearances. A recent grand jury report found sexual abuse in six Pennsylvania dioceses of more than 1,000 children by about 300 priests. The report said many church leaders knew about the abuse and concealed the truth. Pittsburgh Bishop David Zubik was one of the church leaders discussed in the report. On ABC This Week, he responded to Catholics who say they feel betrayed by the church.
We have to be able to continue to look at the things that we have done to really correct this issue. The Church of Pittsburgh today is not the church that's described in the grand jury report.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Sources say President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, claims that then-candidate Trump knew in advance about the June 2016 meeting in Trump Tower in which Russians were expected to offer his campaign dirt on Hillary Clinton. On NBC's Meet the Press, the president's current attorney, Rudy Giuliani, said the meeting was originally for the purpose of getting information about Clinton.
Any meeting with regard to getting information on your opponent is something any candidate's staff would take.
Mueller is investigating whether the Russian government colluded with Trump's 2016 campaign. Far-right groups are rallying in several cities across the country against what they've called far-left violence. There was a heavy police presence and arrests at dueling rallies in Seattle Saturday. Maddie Harnhart in Seattle with the Democratic Socialists of America says far-right groups are not welcome there.
They try to label us as far-left violent activists, but they are the ones that have killed people.
The right-wing groups Washington Three Percenters and Patriot Prayer were holding a rally outside Seattle City Hall to protest an effort to launch a gun control initiative. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
The Trump administration is planning to roll back restrictions on coal-burning power plants. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
The Wall Street Journal says the coal industry has recently been suffering more than ever from a shrinking customer base as well as competition and falling prices. Now the Environmental Protection Agency is expected to release new rules this week that would reverse policies from the Obama administration that were designed to slow down climate change. The move following up on President Trump's promise to support the coal industry. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Netflix may start running ads. It's testing out the 30-second commercials in certain areas to get reaction. The ads would promote original Netflix series. It's unclear if the ads will be skippable. 23-year-old Yanis Ho is rollerblading across the U.S. to raise scholarship money. Ho, who calls herself the Bladestress, has already covered 15 states on her way from Miami to Portland, Oregon. She hopes to reach the West Coast in November and then blade back to Miami to break the long-distance rollerblading record. Along the way, she's not been accepting any money, just food and a place to sleep, directing all donations to a scholarship fund to send girls in Kenya and Uganda to secondary school.
If they want to contribute, they could contribute to the scholarship that I'm raising funds for, so for other girls who will be able to go to school and chase after their dreams.
She says her mission is to show that there are amazing people in the world. Each day she has no plan, just faith and the goodness of